Praise be to God. I'm really humble and thankful to the elders and all of you in the assembly for giving me this opportunity to take a few moments in meditating on the Word of God. Actually, I was a bit reluctant in the beginning because we have been traveling and visiting people and very less time. But whenever I get an opportunity to say, talk from the Word of God, I always take it an opportunity to learn myself and be able to share the simple thoughts which the Lord gives me. So in that context, I would like to take this time. We have barely 20 minutes, so I'd like to go straight into the Word. Shall we prayerfully sit in the Lord's presence to listen to what the Lord has in store for us? The portion, the text that we need to read today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 11 to 13. I will read it myself. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If he then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? May the Lord bless the reading of this word. The verses that we read from 11 to 13 are the last three verses of 12 verses which the Lord is speaking. And just to give you a context of this portion, we see that the disciples are asking the Lord to teach them to pray. And starting from verse 2, it says, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in earth, so in earth, as in heaven, so in earth. So the Lord is actually teaching the disciples to pray. And coming to the end of the portion is what we read about asking. So now I was just meditating on this. What does it mean to ask? Now, asking can be in different forms. So when I was just reading this and trying to figure out what the Lord is meaning by asking, asking can be in different forms. And one form which I thought about is when you want somebody to, when you want to convey something to somebody, or when you want, for example, you have given a book to your friend and you want the friend to give it back to us, you can use a third party to talk to that person and give you back the book. So I put it this way. Hey, Joe, when you meet Bob, could you ask Bob to give me back my book? So it's basically you want to get back your book and you want your friend Bob to give it back, but you are asking through a third party. You're not directly speaking to that person, but you're asking a friend to go and tell him to give back your book. So it's an indirect way of asking. There is another form of asking, which can be put it in this way. You can probably write a letter or maybe use the modern technique of WhatsApp to speak to your brother when he comes from India. You would like to get a few things. So again, it is asking, but it's a one-way communication. You're not speaking directly to that person, but you're texting him or writing a letter. So these two different forms of asking, I was trying to figure out. But here, when it comes to what the Lord is saying about asking, it is not the same way. How is it different? Here, the Lord is asking us to ask. And why does the Lord ask you to ask? Because He prefers you to talk to Him. He prefers you to have a communion with Him. So asking, what I realize from this portion, as it says from verse 2, it is prayer. So the whole thing boils down to prayer. And when we pray, we are talking to our Heavenly Father. As one of the old stories we read about a Sunday school student, when he was asked, what do you understand by prayer? He said, it is talking to God. Exactly. So prayer is talking to God, or it's your spirit coming in communion with God's spirit. So you are actually interacting. And when we pray, we know that we also listen. We also listen to the Holy Spirit. So it is a relationship. It is a communion. So when the Lord is saying about ask, or when he says about prayer, he is saying it is a relationship. Why do God expect us to ask? This is a question which a lot of people think. Because God knows everything. God knows our needs. Why does he want us to ask? So when I started thinking about this, I realized that it is a pleasure of God when a child of God asks or when he prays. Because it is a relationship. It gives pleasure to God the Father when a child asks. We know that in normal terms, when a child asks the Father of something which he or she needs, it's a joy for the Father. I was just thinking of my children when they were small. While we were in Saudi Arabia, on the weekends we go for shopping. And we go to some of the shops and try to get things for the children, like slides or dresses and things like that. And as a father, I know exactly what my child wants. But I wait for my child to tell me, Dada, this is a slide I want. This is the color I want. Or maybe this is the candy that I want. You know, I know exactly what my child wants. But I just eagerly wait for my child to tell me, Dada, this is what I want. That gives me a particular joy as a father. And it emphasizes the relationship that we have as a child and father. Similarly, when it comes to God, God knows our needs. He knows exactly what we need, and he is always ready to give us the best. But then as a child of God, God expects us to ask him. And when we keep on asking, it shows the intensity of our desire. When we keep asking for God for help, for support, and different things, it emphasizes the intensity of our desire. And we also know when it comes to our children, when they keep asking, even if we don't want to give, sometimes we are forced to give because of the intensity of their desire. Now, God as a father, he takes pleasure in us when we come to his presence, when we keep asking him of different things. Now, that doesn't mean that if you don't ask, God will not give. Definitely not. It doesn't infer in that way. God gives us everything. Even before we ask, God gives us what is good for us. So when it comes to asking, here in these three verses, there are few things mentioned here. There are three sets of things which are mentioned here. In verse 11, we read about the bread. If a son shall ask for bread, will the father give a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he asks for an egg, will he give a scorpion? So I just wrote down these six items here, three on the left and three on the right. The three on the left are good things: bread, fish, egg. Then on the right is just the contrast: stone, serpent, and scorpion. So if you are asking a good thing like the bread, fish, and egg, will God give you a bad thing? Definitely not. That is the question asked here. But when you come down to verse 13, I was so surprised by the end of that verse. We'll read that again. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall you, your heavenly Father, give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? This verse really struck me when I was meditating here. We are talking about the bread, the fish, egg, and on the other side, stone, serpent, and scorpion. And at the end of the verse 13, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask. I don't know how many of you have been able to understand the depth of this verse. Even I was really surprised. We are talking about so many things, but at the end, it is saying, how much more shall a heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Being evil, we are ready to give all these good things to our children. But how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So the emphasis here is, the important thing is here is that you have to ask for the Holy Spirit. So I was just checking into my life. How many times did I ask for the Holy Spirit? And it really struck me. Why is the Lord saying like that? He is talking about all these things. But the very important thing is that we need to ask Him for the Holy Spirit. When we ask Him for the Holy Spirit, it covers everything. Now, what does that mean? You know that when we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit we have already received. And the Holy Spirit is living within us. Then why is He saying that we need to ask for the Holy Spirit? Definitely we can understand it is the filling of the Holy Spirit, or it is the power of the Holy Spirit that we need to ask God for. Every day of our life, we need to be controlled by the power of the Holy Spirit. And now, when we talk of the Holy Spirit, we read about the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22. We read about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now, are we having this fruit of the Spirit in our lives? When I was reading this, I was convicted. How much do I ask God to fill me with the Holy Spirit? How much do I exercise the fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life? If we have all the fruit of the Spirit working in our lives, all the other things will also come. We can receive all the other things. So the most important thing is that we need to ask for the Holy Spirit in our life. When we ask for the Holy Spirit, it strengthens us. It gives us encouragement. It gives us faith in the Lord. Now again, coming to this point of asking, why does God expect us to ask? It shows that relationship. When we as a child of God come to the presence of God, it shows the relationship. It emphasizes the relationship that we have with the Father. And it also gives joy to the Father to realize that as a child of God, we are coming to His presence and asking. It is not that God doesn't know what we need. It is not that God doesn't want to give. God wants to give, but He wants us to ask. That shows our trust in God. That shows our faith in God. And that strengthens the relationship that we have with God the Father. And it also emphasizes that God is supreme. God is sovereign. And we as a child of God, we need Him every day, every moment of our life. A few points which I have written down. When we pray or when we ask God, it strengthens our communion. Well, it is a relationship, and the communion with God the Father, that is what God expects. Whenever we come to the Lord's presence and when we ask Him, when we pray, it strengthens our relationship. It builds up our faith. It also gives us a joy to realize that we have a relationship with God the Father. Now, a few things as a conclusion. The importance of asking. Here the Lord is emphasizing that you should ask. Ask and it shall be given unto you. It is not that only when we ask that we are given. God definitely gives us, but He expects us to ask. Asking means prayer. The whole passage here, what I understood was that God expects us to ask, it is that we need to come to the Lord's presence in prayer. And when we come to the Lord's presence in prayer, it strengthens our communion with God. It strengthens our relationship with God. Secondly, our receiving is not based on our asking. Definitely not. It is based on His giving. Did we ask for the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our lives? Did we ask for the Lord to come down and die for us? God Himself came down and He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for us. And when we receive, when God gave the Lord Jesus Christ to us, we received Him. So our receiving is not based on our asking. When we ask, we receive definitely. But it is based on His giving, by His grace. It is by grace that we are saved through faith. The Lord has given us and we have received it. Everyone who asks, they receive. There is no discrimination. God gives to everyone. So everyone who asks, they receive. And why does God desire for us to ask? God desires for us to ask because He wants to His Holy Spirit to be reflected through our lives. The ultimate desire of our God is that we portray the behavior and character of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the more we pray, the more we ask God, the more communion we have with Him, more our relationship is strengthened with Him. And then we are able to demonstrate the attributes of our Lord Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit is shown through our life. And then our Father is glorified. We are in this connection, I just want to read Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 58. Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 58. There we read, when we are demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit, what happens? Verse 7 and 8, I'll read. You know that portion. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Again, it says ask. And when we ask, what happens? Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. When we ask for the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is portrayed through our lives. And when that happens, our God the Father is glorified. The ultimate desire of God the Father is to be glorified. And that is why He has chosen us. He has chosen us as His children. And when we ask for the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is portrayed through our lives. And then our God the Father is glorified. So that is how this portion ends. You need to ask for the Holy Spirit. So the more and more I read about this verse, the last portion, I was really surprised. I was really surprised. I never came across this particular, this truth here, that we need to ask for the Holy Spirit. Definitely we need to ask for different other things, but the Lord is emphasizing the importance for us to ask for the Holy Spirit. And the more the fruit of the Holy Spirit is portrayed through our life will be glorified and God will be glorified. God the Father is glorified. And that is the ultimate desire of our Lord, that we need to glorify Him. So as a conclusion, I like to emphasize the importance of asking for the Holy Spirit. When we ask for so many things, we ask for protection, we ask for provision in our lives, we ask to take care of our assembly, our children, families. All this is important. But the most important thing, what the Lord is telling here, is that we need to ask for the Holy Spirit. May the Lord help us as we meditate again on these verses, that we will be able to, we'll be humble enough to ask for the Holy Spirit in our life. This really struck me as I was meditating. And I realized how much I need to portray the fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, tenderness, long-suffering, temperance. All this needs to be portrayed more and more in my life. And only then will God the Father be glorified in my life. Shall we really pray that the Holy Spirit may be more and more shown in our lives? The fruit of the Holy Spirit may be portrayed in our life. And let us pray that every day, every moment of our life, that we may be filled with the Holy Spirit. We may be having the power of the Holy Spirit and our lives may glorify the Father. I really praise God for this few moments that were given to me. and request your prayers also as we as a family. Tomorrow we are traveling to Houston and we'll be coming back next week. Thank you so much for this opportunity, and it was a pleasure to be with you. May the Lord send you.